So, maybe I will sit here. Is it okay? I'd like to say that I'm very happy to be here.
Jako mi je drago što sam ovdje.
Some of you knew I was here many, many years ago.
Možda neki od vas znaju, bio sam ovdje pre mnogo, mnogo godina.
Something like about 26, 27 years back.
Otprilike 26, 27 godina pre.
That's been a long time.
To je bilo davno.
Before, I was here before some of you were born.
Bio sam ovdje pre nego što su neki od vas bili rođeni.
At that time, of course, I was just visiting the university.
U to vrijeme posjećivao sam samo univerzitet.
We were distributing Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam sets.
Delili smo setove Srila
Prabhupada
Bhagavatama i Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So it's wonderful that you're having the camp.
Divno je da imate ovaj kamp.
It's a chance for devotees to have a quality association.
To je šansa za bhakti da imaju kvalitetno druženje.
A chance to concentrate systematically on certain topics.
Šanse da se sistematski skoncentriše u bhakti na određene teme.
And it should be a time for us to rejuvenate ourselves.
I treba da ima vreme da se oživimo.
As we think more about how to become more individually Krishna conscious.
Ako razmišljamo o tome kako da postanemo individualno svesniji Krishne.
And also how to spread Krishna consciousness.
Isto tako kako da širimo svesnost Krishne.
So I'm going to give a course in relationship to strengthening the Vaishnava community. Strengthening, making stronger.
Želim da dam jedan seminar o tome kako Vaishnavsko udruženje može da postane snažnije.
So I've been addressing some topics in relationship to the mind.
Ranije sam govorio o nekim temama u odnosu na um.
So today I want to address the topic of grief, grieving. That's like lamentation.
Danas želim da obradim temu žaljenja.
Neodikovanja. Grief is something very, very powerful and very sometimes devastating.
Tuga je nešto veoma jako i nešto tako veoma razorno, da.
Grieving is like a death. Every type of grieving is like a death.
Svaki vid te tuge kao poput smrti.
Whether it's actual physical death of someone.
Bilo da je to fizička smrt nekoga.
Whether it's grieving because of some type of loss.
Ili je tuga zbog neke
loss of a car, loss of a job.
Izgubimo posao ili auto.
Loss of a house.
Izgubimo kuću.
Loss of trust in someone.
Izgubimo povjerenje u nekog.
All produces a certain type of grief.
Sve to proizvodi određenu vrstu tuge, žaljenja.
Now of course we understand in Shastra
that we're not
supposed to have so much lamentation.
Da ne treba da puno žalimo.
But grief is something like spice.
Ali žaljenje je nešto kao začin.
Too much of it can spoil a preparation.
Previše može da uništi preparaciju.
And too little of it can also spoil the preparation.
A premalo isto će uništiti preparaciju.
Has to be the right amount.
Treba da bude određena baš prava količina.
Otherwise there will be some disturbance.
Inače će biti neko uznemirenje.
Grief, when we have such, it goes through different stages also.
Postoje određeni nivoi tog te tuge i žaljenja.
There's a physical aspect to the grieving.
Postoji fizički aspekt žaljenja.
There's an emotional, of course.
Emocionalni.
There's psychological.
Psihološki.
Sociological.
Sociološki.
And of course there's spiritual.
I duhovni.
So I wish I had something to write on it.
Želeo bih da imam nešto sad da napišem neku tablu.
But tomorrow we'll try to.
Ali sutra ćemo pokušati.
Or do we have any type of big paper?
Da li imamo neki bilo kakvi veliki papir?
Nothing like that, or blackboard.
Ili tablo za pisanje.
Okay. We can have for tomorrow.
Treba da imamo za sutra.
I'll try not to give you any long list of things to write down.
Treba da vam pokažem jednu veliku listu.
When we hear about the departing of the great acharyas,
kad čujemo o odlasku velikih acharya,
we see that even though they more than anyone know that the soul is eternal, still there is a change in consciousness.
Vidimo da čak oni znaju više od svih da je duša večna, ali još uvijek postoji promjena te svjesnosti.
We have the wonderful songs we sing of the departing of the Vaishnavas.
Imamo divne pesme koje govore o odlasku Vaishnava.
We see in some of the amazing past times when the Goswamis left, Lord Chaitanya left, how there was great sadness.
Vidimo neke od divnih zabava kada su šestorica Goswami ili Chaitanya Mahaprabhu otišli, vidimo tu veliku tugu.
Even sometimes they were thinking that they should commit suicide.
Čak su ponekad mislili da treba da izvrše samoubistvo.
How can they live on without the association of their great associates?
Kako mogu da nastave život bez društva tih uzvišenih pratilaca?
It's interesting that even with these high-level souls, there was still some deep, sad reflections.
To je veoma interesantno da tako uzvišene duše imale su to jadikovanje, žaljenje.
Now, a reason that we're having this kind of discussion is because devotees have a very powerful role to play within the devotee community as well as for the society in general.
Razlog zašto o ovome govorimo je da bakte imaju veoma važnu ulogu kako u društvu bakte, tako i u društvu generalno.
And one of those important roles we can play is to be able to service our own society of Vaishnavas.
Jedna od važnih službi je da možemo da uradimo službu za naše društvo bakta.
But also to be able to help people in the secular society who are dealing with crisis.
Isto tako da pomognemo ljudima u društvu koje imaju određenu vrstu krize.
Because there's always crisis coming up.
Jer te određene krize uvek dolaze.
So we want to discuss some techniques.
Želimo da
and some ways of how to understand the grief process a lot deeper.
Mm-hmm. Želimo da objasnimo neke tehnike i neke procese kako da razumemo to žaljenje mnogo dublje.
So I'll be sharing some things and I'll be asking you questions.
Podelit ću s vama neke stvari, pitat ću vas neka pitanja.
And I'll be asking you to share things with yourselves.
Želit ću od vas da vi podelite neke stvari sa vama.
I'll try to find ways to help you to reflect very deeply on some topics.
Pomoći ću vam da uđete dublje u te teme.
This class I'm giving is somewhat connected with class I gave just a few days ago in Croatia.
Ova vrsta lekcije je povezana sa lekcijom koju sam dao pre nekoliko dana u Hrvatskoj.
But on a different topic.
Ali na različitu temu.
But the idea is that we in our original nature we're all pure.
Ideja je da smo mi svi u našoj originalnoj izvornoj prirodi čisti.
But now we are so much captured by enemies of the mind.
A sad smo uhvaćeni neprijateljima uma.
That causes us to forget who we are and what we are.
Oni uzrokuju da mi zaboravimo ko smo i šta smo.
So, let me do one thing first before I continue. Let everyone move up a little bit.
Pomerite se svi malo napred.
Those people come in late. Well, can you bring my sweater? Get my sweater. Jump. That's good, so if people come in late, they can sit in the back.
Ljudi koji dođu kasnije mogu da sednu iz.
So then, this class also will involve itself in trying to help us to remove obstacles that interfere with our advancement in devotional service.
Ova lekcija će nam pomoći da prevaziđemo prepreke na putu predanog služenja.
Because once there's no longer any obstacles, there's purity.
U jednom trenutku kad ne bude više bilo prepreka, bit će čisto.
Devotional service is always about doing the right thing and avoiding the bad thing.
Predano služenje je uvek raditi prave stvari i izbjegavati loše stvari.
Poverty and liberty, it goes hand in hand. We see the next devotion tells us certain things that we're supposed to do to execute devotional service, certain things we're supposed to avoid.
Nektar predanosti nam kaže određene stvari koje treba da prihvatimo i stvari koje treba da odbacimo.
Unless we do both simultaneously, there'll be failure.
Ako u isto vrijeme radimo jedne i druge stvari, bit će...
So this discussion today, for the next few days on lamentation, grief, grieving.
Znači, tema u sljedećih nekoliko dana bit će jadikovanje i
and we're going to look at it different from how it's normally discussed.
To ćemo gledati s jednog drugog stanovišta nego što je običajno.
Not when people have an issue or crisis in their life and say, "Boo, you're not the body."
Obično kad imamo neke velike krize u životu, mi kažemo
jednim drugima,
nisi ovo telo, mantra Hare Krishna.
Just think about Krishna.
Samo misli na Krishnu.
Now this is true. This is what should be done.
To je istina, to je ono što treba da biti urađeno.
But this can be done when we can do it with intensity.
Pa to može biti postignuto ako to radimo sa intenzitetom.
Only then do we get the full value.
Jedino tada dobijemo pravu vrednost.
Otherwise, like any kind of medicine, the medicine is good for you, but it will only work if you take it exactly in the way it's supposed to be taken.
Baš kao lek, on može da deluje na pravi način samo ako ga uzmete baš onako po receptu.
So because we want devotees to be able to deal with grief and setbacks in their own life,
zato što želimo da bhakte se odnose
in their own life,
u svom životu prema
the devotee community,
u društvu bhakta,
as well as we should be major counselors and helping people in society.
Znači, treba da pomognemo i društvu u šire.
This is an area that will always be customers.
To je mesto gdje će uvijek biti mušterija. Biće uvijek službe.
Because there's always issues that people are dealing with in their life.
Uvijek postoji.
There's always issues that people are struggling with in their life.
Uvijek postoje stvari gdje ljudi susreću patnju u svom životu.
Let me just ask you. Now understand. In our course, I'll be saying something and I'll be asking you constantly.
Sad treba da razumete, ja ću na ovom seminaru nešto da govorim i uvijek ću nešto da vas pitam.
But I want you to constantly think about whatever is being discussed.
Ali želim da uvijek razmišljate o onome što se govori.
I was mentioning a few days ago that in Sattva Yuga, even before, people's memories were extremely sharp. They didn't even have to read books, just the oral presentation one could be able to remember it.
U Sattva Yugi govorio sam pre par dana da inteligencija i pamćenje je bilo toliko jako da ljudi su jednostavno čuli nešto i odmah su to mogli da zapamte.
But later in Dvapara Kali Yuga, that becomes a problem.
Ali kasnije u Dvapara Kali Yugi postaje problem.
We write so many things down.
Mi treba toliko puno stvari da zapisujemo.
That's why I was asking for a board, but I'll get one tomorrow, I hear.
Zato sam pitao za tablo da pišem, ali dobit ću sutra.
We usually remember, in general, about 10% of what we read.
Obično zapamtimo samo 10% od onoga što pročitam.
And we read and learn somewhat about something like about 20% of what we hear. We remember and learn about 20% of what we hear.
Zapamtimo 20% onoga što čujemo.
Something like about 50% of what we hear and see both.
Znači 50% zapamtimo ako vidimo i slušamo u isto vrijeme.
About 70% or so of what we discuss.
70% zapamtimo od onoga što, o čemu pričamo.
About 80% of what we interact or involve ourselves with.
Znači 80% o temama koje nas se direktno tiču.
And about 90% about what we teach.
A oko 90% od onoga što mi poučavamo drugi.
So we'll try to relate a lot on discussion.
Puno ćemo govoriti o tom, o toj diskusiji.
In some cases some direct interaction and involvement.
U nekim slučajevima direktno o stvarima koje nas se tiču.
And if you can remember and you write notes, then we hope you teach some of what you hear.
Ako nešto zapamtite, onda nadam se da ćete i naučiti podučavati nekoga o tome posle.
So as we start off, grief is like spice. Too little will spoil the preparation, too much will also ruin the preparation.
Počinjemo sa time da je jadikovanje baš kao začin. Ako ga ima previše, uništit će preparaciju. Ako ima premalo, uništit će preparaciju.
Sometimes we don't grieve and that can create some serious problems.
Ponekad ne žalimo ni za čim i to može ukazati na probleme posle.
Which we'll talk about.
O kome ćemo pričati.
And sometimes we get stuck at different levels of the grieving process.
I ponekad se zaustavimo na određenim nivoima procesa žaljenja.
And that can produce also problems.
To može proizvesti probleme.
Every grief is like a death.
Svako žaljenje je poput smrti.
Sometimes it's the physical death of someone who's dear to us.
Ponekad je to fizička smrt nekoga ko nam je drag.
Sometimes it's loss of a job.
Ponekad je gubitak posla.
Loss of a car.
Ili kola.
Loss of a house.
kuće.
Loss of friends, friendship or trust.
Gubitak prijatelja ili poverenja.
Loss of some other type of relationship.
Ili gubitak nekog drugog vrsta odnosa.
Each of these will bring certain reflection and certain pain.
Svako od ovih će doneti neku vrstu refleksije i bola.
We have to learn how to die daily.
Moramo da shvatimo, da naučimo kako da umiremo dnevno.
Or we have to learn how to die to live.
Moramo da naučimo kako da umremo da bi živeli.
That means every grief has a certain kind of finalization, a certain sort of death to it.
Znači svako žaljenje ima neku vrstu finalizacije ili smrti.
But we are to become more alive from the grief process if it's healthy.
Ali ako je zdrav, od procesa žaljenja treba da postanemo oživljeni.
We read one short verse. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 8.
Bhagavad Gita.
Nahi papasyami mama puna dayat yachokam uhasano indriyanam avyat buma asapatnam virham rajam suranamapi chahi patyam. Arjuna speaking. I find no means to drive away this grief.
Arjuna kaže, ne vidim načina kako da odagnam ovo žaljenje.
Which is drying up my senses.
Koje isušuje moja čula.
I will not be able to dispel it.
Ne mogu to da odagnam.
Even if I win a prosperous unrivaled kingdom.
Čak i ako osvojim bogato kraljevstvo.
On earth.
Na zemlji.
With sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Poput polubogova u raju.
So here Arjuna is bewildered like anything.
Ovde je Arjuna zbunjen kao niko.
And he's saying, I will not be able to drive away this grief.
I on kaže, ja neću moći da odagnam ovo jad.
Even if I win a kingdom like that of the demigods, still I'm going to be sad, there'll be so much grief.
Čak i ako osvojim kraljestvo koje ima poput polubogova, još uvijek će ostati pun teskobe i žaljenja.
So he's saying, if I don't fight, I'll be in grief. If I fight, even if I win, there'll be so much grief.
I on onda kaže, ako se ne borim, biće teskoba i žaljenja, a ako pobedim, čak i ako osvojim kraljestvo, biće patnja.
So it's like he's reflecting, what to do?
I on kaže, šta da radim?
Even if there is success, even if there is victory, there will be so much death, and I'll be destroying those who are dear to me.
Čak i ako pobedim, biće puno smrti i ubiću one koji su mi veoma dragi.
So sometimes we have these kind of confrontations that we have to deal with.
Imamo ponekad ove vrste sumnji, ne znamo šta da radimo.
We even have a certain kind of grief when we first joined the Krishna conscious movement.
Mi imamo ponekad tu vrstu žaljenja i onda se priključimo procesu svesnosti Krišne.
Just think about that for a minute.
Zamislite malo
tamo. When you became a devotee, you accepted the process of Krishna consciousness.
Kada ste postali bhakta i prihvatili proces svesnosti Krišne.
But you lost some other things.
Izgubili ste neke stvari.
Sometimes we haven't healthily put those things behind us. We're still holding on to some of the attachments.
Ponekad nismo zdravo odbacili sve te stvari, nekad još uvek zadržavamo neke vezanosti.
What are some of the things that we lost when we joined the Krishna movement?
Koje su to stvari što smo izgubili kad smo se pridružili?
Another way to say, what are some of the things that we had to give up that were dear to us?
Znači, drugim rečima, koje su to stvari koje treba da odbacimo, koje su nam još uvek dragi?
It's explained in Nectar Devotion. When one especially begins the process of devotion, sometimes we have to accept something we're not so eager to accept. We have to give up something that we're attached to.
Znači, objašnjeno je u Nektaru predanosti, treba nekad da prihvatimo stvari koje ne prihvatamo lako i da odbacimo stvari koje ne želimo.
I'm asking you now, it's a question.
Sad vas pitam,
what are some of the kind of things that we have to give up, that we have to leave behind when we join the movement?
Koje
some things
stvari?
That are dear to us.
Koje su to stvari, dragi nama, koje treba da odbacimo kad se priključimo pokretu za svesnost Krišne?
What's some examples?
Neki primjeri.
Yes. Bad association. Okay. Bad association.
Loše druženje.
Loše
navike.
Like smoking,
pušenje,
drinking,
pijenje,
breaking the four principles. Yes.
Naš lažni ja.
Sometimes we keep that for a long time.
Nekad to zadržamo dugo vremena.
Sometimes the more we become a devotee, the bigger the ego gets.
Ponekad kad postajemo veći, ono, duže u bhakti jogi, veći nam raste nam ego.
Somebody says, now I'm Brahman.
Ono sad kaže, ja sam Brahman.
I'm sannyasi.
Ja sam sannyasi.
What are the things we have to give up? Some things that we give up? We join the movement? Yes.
Watching TV.
Okay. He heard, everyone heard that. Watching TV.
That is the situation. Gledanje televizije.
Satchinanda Maharaj the other day was calling it the one-eyed monster.
Satchinanda Maharaj to zove jednooko čudovište.
The one-eyed guru.
Jednooki guru.
Take a guru with two eyes, not one eye.
Uzmite guru, izaberite guru sa dva oka, ne sa jednim.
Some other things we give up.
Još neke stvari koje treba da odbacimo.
Just think in your own cases, some things you give up that were very, very hard at first. Sometimes boyfriend,
dečka,
girlfriend, especially if they're not ready to come with you to the devotional process,
recimo, ako oni ne mogu
something has to give,
krenu,
either you or them, one is going to go.
Možete, morate da odbacite ili njeg.
Sometimes a career.
Karijeru.
Yes. Sometimes you keep a career, but sometimes a career, the butcher, the waitress.
Ponekad možemo zadržati proficiju.
There are some careers that are actually simple.
Neki,
some careers we give up because they're simple. Some careers because we just decided to become full-time devotees, or it's just not conducive to our devotion.
Znači, neke karijeru moramo odbaciti zato što je grešno, a neku zato što nam ne pomaže u putu predanog služenja.
Now, if you think about this, sometimes this produces great anxiety.
Ako razmišljate o tome, to ponekad prouzrokuje veliku teskobu.
Because there are times when we had years and years and years of reflecting on doing something or becoming something or whatever, and then once you become a devotee, our whole life changes.
Razmislite samo o tome, ponekad razmišljamo toliko godina o tome šta želimo da postanemo i onda kad odjednom dođemo u društvo bhakta, onda se sve promeni.
Some of you were just about ready to get married.
A neki od vas su možda bili baš na pragu ženitbe.
And all of a sudden you met the devotees.
I onda ste odjednom sreli bhakte.
And now your life became so different from the life you were before.
I sad vaš život postao toliko različit od života koji ste i vodili ranije.
And you and your partner shared a lot together at first, but now as a devotee, no.
A nekada ste sa vašim partnerom imali toliko zajedničkog, a sada kad ste postali bhakta više nemate.
How many lost some of their friends when they became a devotee?
Koliko od vas izgubili prijatelje kad su postali bhakte?
How many lost their best friends?
Koliko od vas izgubilo najbolje prijatelje?
And you begin to realize that once you're a devotee, even though you were best friends, now you have so little in common.
Odjednom realizujete kad ste postali bhakta, iako ste bili najbolji prijatelji, sad više nemate ničeg zajedničkog.
When you go and visit sometimes that same friend who was your best friend, or you used to laugh together, do so many things together.
Kad nekad posjetite tog prijatelja koji je bio naš najbolji prijatelj, onda s kim ste se smijali i radili toliko stvari zajedno.
Now you become like strangers to each other.
I onda se odjednom ste kao stranci.
Because you realize that so much of the friendship was actually based on some sense gratification.
I onda razumete da je to druženje bilo zasnovano najviše na čulnom uživanju.
So when we become devotees, some of those things that we gave up, some of us really gave them up and some of us didn't fully give them up.
Znači kad smo postali bhakte, neki od nas su zapravo odbacili neke stvari, a neki od nas i nisu u potpunosti odbacili stvari.
Some cases we physically didn't give it up and we're still doing some of those things.
Neke stvari fizički nismo odbacili, još uvijek radimo te stvari.
But we're not talking about that category.
A ne govorimo o toj kategoriji.
But some cases we gave up the thing, but so much of it is still in our minds and we're still associating with it.
Znači, mi smo nekad odbacili neke stvari, ali još uvijek te stvari su još uvijek puno u našem umu i još uvijek se družimo sa njima.
In other cases, some of the attachment and association is still with us.
A u nekim slučajevima ta vezanost i druženje sa tim stvarima još uvijek sa nama.
So, in this case, that loss still has to be in a deeper way. Giving up has to be much deeper.
Znači, u tim slučajima odvajanje od tih stvari mora da bude mnogo dublje.
Sometimes when we, as devotees, when we get married,
ponekad kao bhakte, kad se oženimo,
sometimes that can bring its own kind of grief also.
To nekad može prouzeti određenu patnju.
Even sometimes taking some type of elevation in Krishna consciousness. Now you become a temple president, now you become a GBC. Sometimes it brings also its own kind of grief.
Ponekad kad dobijemo velike pozicije u svjesnosti Krišne, kad postanemo predsjednik hrama ili GBC, to može isto doneti određenu vrstu
žaljenja. Because it's also a form of death.
Jer isto to je vrsta smrti.
How is getting a higher position say you become a president.
Kako dobijemo visoku poziciju, recimo postanete predsjednik?
How can that be a form of death?
Kako to može biti jedan vid smrti?
Not that the devotees are putting threats on you, but how can it be also some form of death?
Na koji način to može biti smrt?
Like a new something has died. New position, something else has died.
Znači, nešto je novo, nova
new position, pozicija. Something else has been given up nešto, for that new position.
Nešto drugo moramo da ostavimo zbog te pozicije.
What do you think? How's the way?
Šta mislite o tome?
Yes, but I'm thinking of something different in this case.
Razmišljamo o nečemu drugom u ovom slučaju.
Someone becomes a temple president.
Više praktični, ako neko postane predsjednik, ima više odgovornosti.
But in order to do that, they've lost something else.
Ali da bi to uradio, mora da izgubi nešto drugo.
What some of the things they've lost?
Šta mislite da su izgubili?
Okay, in some way he lost some ability to be comfortable, relaxed. He's got to be more alert.
Bude opušten,
better example.
Bude...
He lost some of his freedom.
Izgubio slobodu.
He lost some of his privacy.
Privatnost.
Yes. More higher position, more responsibility. The more accountable, less privacy, less personal life.
Viša pozicija i veći položaj, manje privatnosti.
So all this is also, it's like a death.
Sve to je kao smrt.
That some life is there, new experience.
Neki život je tu, novo iskustvo.
Something now has to die, has to be given up.
Nešto drugo mora da umre, da ga napustimo.
What about when somebody gets married?
Šta kad neko se oženi?
A new, right experience.
Novo, lepo iskustvo.
Husband and wife, a chance for children.
Šansa za decu, muž i žena.
But how is that also like a death?
Ali to isto kao vrsta smrti.
In order for something new, what has now been lost or has been sort of
dobili, šta je to što je izgubljeno?
Has to be given up somewhat.
Nešto mora da bude napušteno.
What do you lose somewhat as you become a grihasti?
Šta izgubite kad postanete grihasta? Puno slobode izgubite.
A lot of freedom. Especially if your partner is very demanding.
Specijalno ako je vaš partner veoma zahtevan.
What are some of the things that you lose?
Šta još gubiti?
You lose a certain amount of individuality because now, if you're proper grihasti, you have to be thinking constantly, not just what you want to do, but you got to be thinking what is best for the wife, for the children, what's best for the family.
Znači, izgubite određenu dozu individualnosti, jer ako ste pravilni grihasta, morate da razmišljate ne samo što je za vas dobro, već šta je dobro i za vašog partnera i za celu familiju.
So each decision, it involves so many persons.
Svaka odluka uključuje tako puno osoba.
And it's right, we have a duty. Every time there's a new experience, it's like a new experience, birth, and then also like a death.
Znači, svako novo iskustvo je poput rođenja i poput smrti.
Now, often we think that devotional service is just something that's vertical. You just keep advancing and advancing, and one day you go back to Godhead.
Znači, mi često mislimo da je predano služenje nešto vertikalno, samo napredujemo na gore i u jednom trenutku mi idemo nazad kući Bogu.
Sometimes that may happen due to high quality devotion from a previous life.
Nekad to može se desi zbog visokog nivoa predanosti iz prošlog života.
But usually the devotional process is that you advance and then you reach a level where you work things out, and then you advance, and then you work something out. It keeps going in that way.
Znači, obično u predanom služenju napredujemo dok ne dođemo do jednog nivoa gde moramo da shvatimo određene stvari, onda još napredujemo do nivoa dok ne shvatimo neke stvari i tako napredujemo lagano.
That means as you advance, there's always different kind of challenges that one has to deal with.
Znači, dok napredujemo, uvek postoje određene vrste izazova koje moramo da savladamo.
Different kinds of tests.
Različite vrste testova.
And we know, if you're in school, every level, there's different type of tests to take for graduation.
Baš kao u školi, mi moramo prolazimo određene vrste testova da bi položili ispit.
So as we work out these different tests, it is also like a death.
I dok polažemo te ispite, to je baš poput smrti.
Before we open into the new level of consciousness, new experience, it's like some depth takes place.
Pre nego što se otvorimo za određenu vrstu, za novu svest, za novo iskustvo, moramo da doživimo određenu vrstu smrti.
Now sometimes we get stuck at a certain level.
Ponekad se zaustavimo, zaglavimo na nekom nivou.
And we don't keep accelerating anymore.
I ne napredujemo više.
And that means that's like a death in one's devotional creeper into another lifetime.
To znači, to je smrt za biljku predanosti i mora da nastaje u sljedećem životu.
But basically, it's like before we have a new experience, a new chapter, some old chapters have to be closed.
Ali generalno, pre nego što iskusimo i dođemo na jedan novi nivo, na novo poglavlje u životu, jedno staro moramo da odbacimo.
So this is like also a conception that you have to die in order to live.
To je koncepcija da moramo da umremo da bi živeli.
You have to get rid of some bad things in order to be ready for some good things.
Moramo da odbacimo neke loše stvari da bi bili spremni za dobre stvari.
As we are able to give up more sense gratification, we get more spiritual realization.
Što više odbacimo čulnog uživanja, dobit ćemo više službe.
The other day I was explaining how so many examples in Shastra where before a person is given a big boon, they have to give up something.
Objašnjeno u Šastri, pre nego što dobijemo veliki blagoslov, moramo da odbacimo nešto.
I was explaining like Mugrari the hunter when he met Narada Muni.
Taj lovac pre nego što je sreo Narada Munija.
He was killing all these animals, leaving them half dead.
Ubio je životinje i ostavljajući ih polumrtve.
And Narada influenced him and told him to stop doing this.
Narada ga je pokušao da ga preobrati, rekao mu je prestani da radiš te stvari.
But Narada also told him you must break your bow.
Ali Narada mu je isto tako rekao moraš sad da slomiš svoj luk.
But this was very serious because this bow and arrow was what he did for his protection, his hunting, it was his whole culture. He was a kshatriya.
Ali to je bilo teško zato što je taj luk i strela su bili sve njegovo, on je s tim lovio, živeo od toga, to je bila njegova kultura.
So this was like a death.
To je bilo kao smrt.
Break the bow and now take on a new lifestyle.
Slomiti taj luk i krenuti sa novim životnim stilom.
And so there could have been a serious, there could have been either been a reluctance to break the bow.
Znači moglo je da bude onako da ne želi baš da slomi taj luk.
Or after he broke it, he could have had such grief that he could have went backwards and started doing the same thing again.
Ili ako bi ga slomio, moglo je da mu bude toliko krivo da može ponovo da se vrati istim navikama.
And the prostitute that Haridasa Kaur converted, he told her, you know, now you stay here, you chant Hare Krishna.
Kad je ta prostitutka došla da preobrati Haridasa Takura, on je rekao, ostani ovdje, slušaj mantre Hare Krishna.
The devotee who is Sanatana Goswami gave the touchstone to. He told him at one point, throw it away, then I'll give you the Hare Krishna mantra.
Bhakta koji je našao taj kamen mudrac, došao kod Sanatana Goswamija i onda Sanatana Goswami mu rekao, baci to i onda ću ti dati Hare Krishna mantra.
So before he could get something, for a new life, one had to depart from something.
Znači pre nego što dobijemo nešto za novi život, moramo da odbacimo nešto drugo.
Now, of course, one of the most difficult things that we have grief is when we lose somebody who is dear to us.
Znači, jedna od najvećih stvari kada žalimo je kad izgubimo nekog ko nam je veoma drag.
Or we lose a thing that's really dear, that so much of our life is centered around that.
Ili izgubimo stvar koja nam je veoma draga, oko koje se naš ceo život okretao.
This is a bigger transition.
To je najveća vrsta.
It's a bigger change.
Najveća vrsta promjene.
When we're changing from one lifestyle to another, that's also difficult, but not as serious as when we lose somebody who's dear to us.
Znači, mi se menjamo iz jednog stila života u drugi, ali nije to tako ozbiljno kao kad izgubimo nekog ko nam je veoma drag.
Just like some short time back, we lost one of our gurus, Tamal Krishna Goswami.
Baš kao što smo skoro izgubili jednog od naših gurua, Tamal Krishna Goswamija.
Many devotees, last few years, have gone to Vrindavan and left their body and passed by sickness, cancer, heart disease, so many things.
Mnogo bhakta zadnjih godina je otišlo u Vrindavan i napustilo svoje tela od raka i drugih bolesti.
Practically all of us have someone who we know who left their body.
Ali svi mi imamo nekog od nas koga mi znamo, koji je napustio telo.
And one day someone is going to know us as having left our bodies.
I jednog dana neko će znati o nama da smo mi napustili telo.
So, although we know this is inevitable, still, when someone who's dear to us leaves our body, or something that is important to us, we lose it, it makes a transition in our consciousness.
Čak i ako znamo da je to neizbežno, ako neko koje nam je veoma drago umre, ako izgubimo nešto što nam je drago, onda se menja naša svesnost.
We're never quite again fully the same.
Nikad nismo, nikad ne nastavljamo da budemo u potpunosti isti.
Because something very important has left us.
Jer nešto veoma važno nas je napustilo.
Let me ask a question and ask you a question.
Imam par pitanja za vas.
What does it feel like when somebody who's very dear to you, very close to you, when someone like that, when you lose someone?
Da vas pitam, kako je to kad nekog izgubite ko je veoma vam drag?
Just explain briefly, what are some of the ways that we feel?
Samo kratko objasnite kako se to osjećamo.
It may be a brother, maybe a mother, maybe a cousin, maybe a wife, maybe a husband. Someone very dear. We lose someone like that.
Može biti brat, majka, prijatelj. Kako se osjećate kad ga izgubite?
Like we lost a part of ourselves. Yes. What's the other ways that we feel?
Kako se još osjećamo?
Feel very sad. Yes.
Veoma tužno.
Lost.
Izgubljeno.
Insecure. Devastating. Feels like a truck.
Uništavajuće iskustvo.
Yes, very bad.
Kao da nas je pregazio kamion.
In other words, yes. Feel very, very incomplete.
Nepotpuno se osjećam. Zbunjeno.
Yes. I mean, you see, it's very intense.
Veoma intenzivno.
When such a thing happens.
Kad se takva stvar desi.
Now, I wanted to write, but I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to write a list.
Napisat ćemo sutra listu.
I'll be writing things from time to time for us to think about.
Da bi mogli da razmišljamo o tome.
One thing I wanted to do in this first session was to write a list of some of the steps that one goes through in the grieving process.
Znači, napisat ćemo tu listu znači, tih nivoa kroz koje prolazimo u procesu žaljenja.
Because there are times when we get stuck at a certain level.
Jer postoji nekada stanemo na određenom nivou.
One of the things we're going to find out in this course on lamentation and also on grieving.
Jedna stvar koju ćemo naći u ovom procesu žaljenja
is that some of us haven't had grief when there was something that we should have grieved about.
Da mi nismo imali tu vrstu žaljenja kad je trebalo, kad je bilo razloga za to.
And some of us have gotten stuck in grief and we can't get out of it.
Neki od nas su se zaglavili u tom žaljenju i ne možemo da izađemo iz toga.
And some of us have suppressed the grief in such a way that it's causing all kinds of problems in our day-to-day life.
A neki od nas su potisnuli to žaljenje i ono sad prouzrokuje sve vrste nevolje u našem životu.
We can't fully live unless we have certain death in our life.
Ne možemo u potpunosti živjeti ako ne doživimo vrstu smrti u našem
životu. We have to have closure to certain things.
Moramo da zatvorimo neke stvari.
And also sometimes to those we associate with, there has to be some healthy closure.
Znači,
we have to be some conclusion.
Mora biti određeni zaključak.
Some way that we're able to walk away from some unfortunate experiences.
Znači, način da izađemo iz te nesrećne situacije.
How many have lost the father?
Koliko od vas su izgubili oca?
The disease. How many a mother?
Koliko majku?
Another relative, like sister or brother, is very dear.
Sestru ili brata koji mi je veoma drag.
So just as we said, with the grief that happens as we advance and we have to go through different new chapters in our life.
Znači, žaljenje kroz koje napredujemo i moramo da dođemo na nove nivoe u svom životu.
It can bring some pain and confusion also.
Isto tako može doneti bol i zbunjenost.
The grief we experience when we come to Krishna consciousness and we give up some things in the past.
Žaljenje je zbog kad dođemo u svjesnost Krišne, da moramo da napustimo neke stvari iz prošlosti.
It has to be replaced.
Mora da bude zamenjeno.
Otherwise there'll be a big emptiness.
Inače ćemo osjetiti veliku prazninu.
The grief that we have when someone's very dear to us leaves us, or we leave them.
Žalost kada nas neko napusti ko nam je veoma drag.
It will leave some emptiness and some unhealthy patterns.
Kao Arjuna koji je iskusio taj intenzivnu žalbu.
And of course he was quite an advanced entity.
On je bio veoma napredna duša.
But we see that the grief was there.
Ali vidimo da je žalost bila tu.
When the Goswamis left the planet, and we see some of those who came after them, they were grieving.
Kada su Gosvami napustili planetu i osobe koje su dolazile posle njih, vidimo da su one veoma žalile.
Because part of the grieving is expressing appreciation of the association that you did have.
Znači, deo tog žaljenja je izražavanje žalosti zbog izrazivanje poštovanja prema osobama s kojima smo se družili na taj način.
And so if there's not some greeting, then it's like the person who left didn't even mean anything to you.
Ne, ako vas je neka osoba koja vam nije ništa značila, ako vas napusti.
So part of honoring that person who has left, some greeting is necessary.
Znači, potrebno je da žalimo za osobom koja nam je značila.
Now, tomorrow we're going to look at why some people don't grieve.
Sutra ćemo razgovarati o tome zašto neki ljudi ne žele. Šta se dešava ako ne želimo?
What happens when there's too much excessive grieving?
Šta ima ako, a šta se dešava ako imamo previše žaljenja?
We're going to look at about 8 or 9 different stages that the grieving process goes through.
Postoji 8 do 9 procesa kroz koje žaljenje prolazi.
How you can know if you have had healthy grieving experience and have moved through it, or to see where you're stuck at.
Kako da znate da li ste imali to zdravu vrstu žaljenja i da li ste se zaglavili na nekom od nivoa?
To look at why this interferes with our Krishna consciousness.
Da vidimo
to examine why this can interfere with our Krishna consciousness.
Da razumemo zašto, kako se to može odnositi na našu svesnost Krishne.
And later what kind of things we can do to make a difference.
I kasnije da vidimo koje stvari možemo napraviti da to promenimo.
Now, what I want all of you to do,
sada što želimo od vas svih da radite,
is just look at someone who's around you that you're going to have as a partner.
Pogledajte nekog od vas, pored vas, kojeg ćete imati kao partnera.
I want everybody paired up in twos.
Znači, ovo je samo u parovima.
And I want you to reflect and to share. I want you just to think for a moment.
Želim da razmislite za trenutak i da podelite sa partnerom.
Just before we start this exercise.
Pre nego što počnemo ovu vežbu.
I want you first to think about someone who was very dear to you.
Želim prvo da razmislite o nekome ko vam je veoma drag.
Who you lost.
Koga ste izgubili.
And just very, very brief. I want you to share with your partner.
Veoma ukratko želim da to podelite sa vašim prijateljem.
Who that person was,
koja ta osoba bila,
and how it impacted or how it influenced you.
Na koji način je to uticalo na vas?
There's someone who is very dear to you who you have lost.
Znači, neko ko je drag, koga ste izgubili.
And of course there was some aspects of grief there.
Znači, na koji način je bio ta patnja prisutna.
So I want you to share very briefly someone who's very dear to you who now you have lost them out of your life at this time.
Želim da podelite sa partnerom, znači, iskustvo koje ste doživjeli kad vas je napustila draga osoba.
And how you are dealing with that presently.
I na koji način sada se odnosite prema tome.
You just share in your own way. This person who was dear to you is now no longer with you, and then you just share with this person, the person you're talking with. So how you're coping with that. What is your reflections about that? What is your realizations?
Znači,
this is very brief. We're going to do this for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Znači, za tih 5 minuta objasnite ukratko, znači, o toj osobi koja vas je napustila i na koji način se vi odnosite sad prema tome.
This whole course is going to be interactive. I'll be asking you something. You'll be telling me something. You'll be sharing something. You'll be discussing things. And then we'll finalize it and show you what all this means.
Tokom ovih lekcija uvek ćemo da razgovaramo, vi ćete razgovarati jedni sa drugima i uvek ćemo da izvučemo zajedno zaključke.
So you just focus, if everybody should be in twos, you just talk to
someone. Da bude sa u paru.
And you share with the person someone who's dear to you, who at some point no longer in your life, and how you're dealing with that at this time.
Podelite to sa osobom, znači.
Everybody in twos.
Svako u paru.
To reflect on someone who was dear to you, who you have lost.
Znači, u ovo kratko vreme zatražio sam od vas da razmislite o tome, o dragoj osobi koja vas je napustila.
We know we really have never lost anyone because we're eternal and they're eternal.
Mi zapravo znamo da nismo nikog izgubili, jer smo mi večni i oni su večni.
But at the same time we also know that every death is a new experience, a new relationship, or a new way of relating to someone.
Mi znamo da je smrt nova, novo iskustvo, nov način odnosa sa nekim drugim.
Just as we said, every death is like a change or going from one chapter to another chapter.
Svaka smrt je promjena ili prelazak iz jednog poglavlja u drugo.
So the same thing is there with someone who's dear to us.
Znači, ista stvar je s nekim ko nam je veoma drag.
We have lived many lives.
Živjeli smo mnogo života.
They have lived many lives.
Oni su živjeli mnogo života.
We have been sometimes in the heavenly planets.
Nekad smo bili na rajskim planetama.
Sometimes we've been in the lower planets.
Nekad na nižim planetama.
Pretty local. Sometimes we have been even like a Lord Brahma.
Nekad smo bili kao gospod Brahma.
We've had all kinds of bodies and all kinds of experiences.
Mi smo imali sve vrste tela i sve vrste iskustava.
But each experience, there's significant things that we're supposed to learn. That's why we have that experience.
Ali u svakom od tih smo morali da prođemo kroz neke stvari i da dobijemo neko iskustvo.
Now, I'd like some of you to share with us, some of you who lost someone who was very dear to you.
Želim sad od nekog od vas da podeli sa svima nama to osjećanje odvojenosti od osobe koje ste izgubili, koja vam bila jako draga.
And you feel you have been able to understand this in a Krishna conscious way?
Da li ste razumeli to na način svestan Krishne?
And you feel that you have kind of, in a healthy way, gone through the grieving process.
I prošli na jedan zdrav način kroz taj proces žaljenja.
So we'd like a few of you to share with us.
Želeo bih nekoliko od vas da podele to sa nama.
Just in summary, that experience and how you were able to kind of Krishna conscious, in a Krishna conscious way, to move through it.
Znači ukratko, na koji način ste mogli kroz način svjestan Krishna prođete kroz to.
Okay. So we don't have a one mic like this, huh?
Nemamo jedan mikrofon.
That's it. Yes. You,
I can...
We have a portable one? Okay. We have... So I think Anabu has one first. You can have to come up to the mic.
Dođi samo do mikrofona, molim.
And while he's coming up and he's sharing his, you think of one in your own case.
Vi razmišljate o svom sobstvenom slučaju.
That you have understood in a Krishna conscious way. And you can share with us.
Znači, na koji način ste to razumeli, da li u način svjestan Krišni, da to podelite s nama?
Moje iskustvo je to je kada mi je baka napustila telo 1999. godine, pošto ja sam se rodio tamo, znači, i ona me praktično čuvala od malena i čak kupala. Prvo ona pre majke, pošto je veštija, mislim, u tom smislu, jer već ima takvo iskustvo. I mislim stvarno ta ljubav koju sam dobio od nje, to je nešto bezrezervno, i osjećam da nikada neću biti u stanju naravno da ju uzvratim na tome. I strašno sam volio, mislim zapravo puno više od majke, zato što način kako se vole deda i baba, to je nekako puno rasterećeniji način od načina kako se roditelji odnose sa nama. Pošto one su često vrlo grubi u određenim situacijama, u smislu roditelji i tako dalje. Ili zahtevni u smislu da očekuju nešto za uzvrat, za ono što nam daju. Dok od strane babi i dede sam zaista primio zaista tu bezrezervnu ljubav, bez očekivanja i tako. Naročito od bake. Tako da, kada sam se suočio sa time, kada su mi javili, počeo je baš bio rat. To je bilo, bio sam u Subotici kod Vešaje Prabhua sa Sudevi i isto Mataji Teđa Grangi, i tamo sam saznao da je ona bolesna, i onda mi smo krenuli, uprkos tome što je bio rat, otputovali smo dole i zatekao sam je u bolnici, nisu mi javili, otišao sam pravo u bolnicu. Ona je zapravo doživjela bilo moždani udar i već je bilo u besvesnom stanju. I mislim, meni je bilo, zato osjetio sam da je krajnje ozbiljna situacija odmah iznutra, iako mi nisu rekli o čemu se uopšte radi, i bilo mi je strahovito teško. Iako sam onako možda dosta tvrda osoba, u smislu imam dosta tek šatrijske prirode, ali jednostavno nisam mogao da se ustavim koliko sam plakao, toliko mi je bilo teško, zato što sam osjećao iznutra da je ekstremno ozbiljna situacija. I stavio sam zapravo, pošto ponovno bila je besvesna, stavio sam tulasi list i čerinamrit od božanstava u usta. Znači tako, iako ona je bila besvesna, i moji inicijacijski Tulsi Negbici, mantrao sam kod nje tu onako u suze jedno dva sata, čitao stihove Bhagavad Gita, i osjećao sam se očajno, zato što sam osjećao iznutra da je situacija krajnje ozbiljna. Ali sam imao samo neku varljivu nadu koja me odvela od toga iz razloga što Isu Devi bila umorna, ona je tada bila isto u drugom stanju i tako. Onda mi sam odvešao je kući pa će odmah rano ujutru doći da budem uz baku. Ali u šest ujutru su mi javili zapravo da, ja sam podigao slušalicu da je ona zapravo napustila telo jedno sat vremena pre toga. Tako da kada se čak sećam sada i od tada jednostavno to je, na tom emotivnom planu osjećam tu ogromnu ogromnu prazninu koja zapravo ne može da se nadomesti ni sa čim i ni sa jednom osobom. Jedino što mi pruža utehu to je što je Krišna bio milostiv. Da, ono što je jako bitno to je da. Jedino što je bilo što mi pruža utehu isto to je da je ona bila jako pozitivna za razliku od mnogih, čak i kada sam počeo da se bavim svesnošću Krišne i kupila je čak 10 opevanja Šrimad Bhagavatam. Ja sam bio toliko fanastičan da sam ju podelio umjesto da joj poklonim i tako. Znači bila je jako pozitivna, jedino mi je uteha da je Krišna bio milostiv, da sam to mogao da učinim za nju. I znači uteha je znači u smislu filozofiji da znam da je duša večna, znači Bhagavad Gita Miloš Šila Prabhupada, to je jedina uteha, ali na neki način uvek kada pomislim samo na to izaziva dosta veliki osjećaj težine i gorčine u srcu, znači u smislu da više nikada neću moći da doživim, znači da osjetim tu pozitivnu bezrezervnu ljubav koju sam primio od nje i zapravo koju u principu nikad nisam primio ni od koga, jedino znači osjećam znači određenu tu bezrezervnu ljubav znači od Šila Prabhupada, jako ga nikada nisam sreo, znači, ali kroz njega i kroz Vaišnave, znači duhovne učitelje i tako dalje, osjećam znači takav vid znači bezrezervne ljubavi koji se tako dolaze. Hare
Krishna. So, in this example,
ovom primjeru,
there is a growth experience that comes from it.
Grubo iskustvo dolazi.
Growth.
Rast.
There's growth. Yes.
Gross.
Yes. We learn something.
Growth. Aha, mi razumemo, ne shvatamo nešto postepeno iz ovog iskustva.
Even though we know we're not these bodies,
iako mi znamo da nismo ova tela,
still when someone dear to us leaves, we get very much influenced, affected by it.
Znači, ipak, a kad nas neko veoma drag napusti, mi osjećamo se veoma pogođeni.
Now, Bhakti Siddhanta explains something very wonderful.
Bhakti Siddhanta objašnjava nešto veoma divno.
He says, when a pure devotee takes birth,
kada čisti bhakta se rodi,
that for miles and miles, even in that village or city, people get blessed.
Miljama i miljama unokolo ljudi iz tog grada budu blagosloveni.
That pure devotee, by his own or her birth, will be able to give liberation to 100 generations.
Taj čisti bhakta će svojim rođenjem dati oslobođenje mnogim generacijama.
That's 100 generations that come before that person and 100 that come after.
Stotine generacija koje dolaze nakon te osobe i stotine generacija koje su rodile pre te osobe.
Even if they don't even participate in Krishna consciousness, they will actually get liberated.
Čak i ako ne učestvuju u svjesnosti Krišne, dobit će oslobođenje.
That means one's son is one generation, grandson two, great grandson 3 generations in the future.
Znači sin je prva generacija, unuk je sljedeća generacija, praunuk je sljedeća generacija i tako 100 generacija unapred.
In the past, one's mother, grandmother, great grandmother, going back 100 generations.
U prošlosti majka, baka, prabaka, čukumbaka i svi dobiju oslobođenje.
That means if one becomes pure.
To znači ako osoba postane čista.
So just think about that. If somebody becomes pure, they are able to give so much highest blessings to so many entities who are karmically connected with them.
Znači razmislite, ako osoba postane čista, ona može osloboditi toliko puno osoba koje su karmički povezane sa njom.
Some of our relatives in the past are even stuck in the lower planets.
Neki od naših rođaka iz prošlosti su se negde možda zaglavili na nižim planetama.
Even some of our present relatives, they're on their way to Yamaraj.
Čak i neki od naših sadašnjih rođaka su na putu do Yamaraja.
What is their hope?
Koja je njihova nada?
If one of us becomes pure, they automatically get full liberation.
Znači, ako neko od nas postane čist, oni će automatski dobiti oslobođenje.
That's uttama, highest level, Madha Bhagavata. devotee, first class devotee.
To je utama, najviši nivo, maha bhagavat, prvoklasni bhakt.
Now somebody is a second class devotee, a madhya madhikari.
Znači ako je neko sad drugoklasni bhakt, madhya madhikari.
Bhaktisiddhanta explains, that person will give elevation to seven generations.
Znači takva osoba će dati oslobođenje sedam generacija.
That means seven in the future, seven in the past.
Sedam u budućnosti i sedam u prošlosti.
Now he also explains if one is just a kanishta.
Objasnimo čak i ako je neko kanishta.
Which is almost every devotee, at least is that.
Znači većina bhakta su makar na tom nivou.
We'll give elevation to four generations.
On će dati oslobođenje četiri generacije.
Now what does that mean?
Šta to znači?
That means first when we engage in our devotional service, we are definitely not doing it by ourselves.
Znači mi kad se uključimo u predano služenje, to definitivno ne radimo.
We are doing it for a whole lot of other people also.
Znači mi to radimo za mnoge još druge ljude.
For those who we interact with on a day-to-day basis, who we preach to, who we associate with.
S kojima se srećemo svakodnevno, kojima propovedamo.
But also, especially for those who are karmically connected with us.
Specijalno za osobe koje su karmički povezane sa nama.
They have the amazing chance to advance and even to get liberation.
Oni imaju neverovatnu šansu da napreduju i čak da dobiju oslobođenje.
Just like Atmabhu's, his grandmother who passed.
Znači baš kao Atmabhuova majka, baka koja je napustila telo.
She got some very high elevation because her grandson was a devotee.
Znači ona je dobila veliko uzvišenje sada jer njen unuk je bhakta.
And because she was somewhat favorable, she got even higher elevation.
Ali zato što je bila povoljna za svesnost Krišne, dobila i više
te. Of our present parents who don't have a clue about devotional service, and some of them are actually even inimical.
Čak i naši roditelji koji nemaju ni trunku svesnosti Krišne, čak su i protiv.
When they leave their bodies, they will be so happy that you were devotees.
Oni kad napuste telo, biće tako srećni što ste vi bhakte.
Because they're going to see that they are going to get higher boon, and they're going to find out why. Because they were in association with a devotee.
Jer oni će shvatiti, dobili su veliku blagoslov i shvatit će zašto. Zato što su bili u društvu bhakte.
Some will be very sad also. They'll be very sad that they were so harsh toward you.
Neki njih će biti veoma tužni zbog toga što su bili grubi prema vama.
This Krishna consciousness is very interwoven, it's very powerful.
Ta svesnost Krishne, ona je sve uključujuća, veoma moćna.
You think of the billions of people just on this one planet and how small number of those who are really trying to be devotees of Krishna.
Pomislite na te bilione ljudi koji su na ovoj planeti, ali samo su veoma retke osobe koje pokušavaju da budu svesne Krišne.
So many people are atheistic.
Mnogo ljudi su ateistični.
So many people are just in some sort of very sectarian religion.
Neki mali procenat, neki ljudi su u tom sektaškom raspoloženju.
Some people are trying to know Krishna, but only his shakti, his energies.
Znači, neki pokušavaju da znaju Krišnu kroz šakti, kroz njegove energije.
The small who try to know him in full, that's a very small number.
Ali veoma je mali broj onih koji želi da ga znaju u potpunosti.
So Krishna is so happy when someone is doing like that, that Krishna will give blessings to those who are karmically connected with that individual.
Krishna je tako srećan zbog tih osoba da će osobe koje su karmički osobane povezane sa njima isto tako osloboditi.
So this should also help us to be more personally serious in our own devotion.
To treba da nam pomogne da budemo ozbiljniji u našem ličnom praktikovanju svesnosti Krišne.
Especially sometimes when we become discouraged that those who are our relatives really don't understand what we're doing.
Posebno kad postanemo nekad obeshrabreni zbog onih koji su nam rođaci koji ne razumiju ono što mi radimo.
We can give in to their personalities and give up Krishna consciousness, they'll be happy sometimes.
A čak ako napustimo svjesnost Krišne, će biti srećni ponekad.
But spiritually they'll be hurt by it.
Ali duhovno bit će povređeni zbog toga.
Some relative of yours who's even passed on already.
Neki od vaših rođaka koji su već napustili tela.
Your present devotional service will have an impact on them.
Vaše sadašnje predano služenje će imati uticaj na njih.
So maybe we have another person to share.
Možda imamo sljedeću osobu s kojom možemo to da podelimo.
A person who you lost in your life, who was very dear to you, but somehow you were able to deal with it in a Krishna conscious way.
Znači osobu koju ste izgubili u svom životu, koja je bila veoma draga, ali mogli ste da se odnosite svesno Krišne prema tome.
Please come up here. And just brief, just summarize it for us.
Samo ukratko to.
As the course builds up, you'll see why we're having these discussions and why we're talking about these things.
Moj slučaj je vezan dok sam još imao 17 godina, meni je onda majka umrla. Ja nisam još onda bio totalno u procesu svjesnosti Krišne. Ali ja sam imao situaciju dok sam stojao pored kreveta i gledao sam majku kako je umirla. U stvari napuštala je telo. I onda dok je napuštala telo, ja sam osjećao taj bol u sebi. I na početku sam se osjećao vrlo kukavički. Nisam znao šta da radim, da li uzim sebi život ili da pobegnem, ili nisam znao šta ću da učinim sa sobom. Ali pošto je ona bila veoma pobožna žena i kuća mi inače u religiozno dosta izgleda, imao sam jednu skulpturu Isusa Hrista razapetog sa okrvavljenim srcem. I ta skulptura je stala pored njenog kreveta. I onda ja sam znao priču da je Isus dao svoj život za celokupan narod, za celokupnu populaciju ljudsku, za sve njihove grehe, ono. Ali tim što je on izgubio svoj život, u stvari on je dobio život, večni život. Tako sam ja kao mali shvatio da moja baka, u stvari moja majka, dobila večni život, da nije izgubila život. I to me nekako odrazu u životu i reklo mi da trebam da teram dalje, da idem dalje, da nastavim dalje. I natrlo mi da razumijem da je sve ide oko Boga i u Boga je.
Yes. Iskand vam da tira bubaki!
Yeah!
The one thing we can often remind ourselves is the eternality.
Stvar koju se često možemo sjetiti je večnost.
When someone leaves who is very dear to us,
kada osoba napusti koja nam je bila veoma draga,
we can often let them live on through how we live.
Znači,
when someone who's very dear to us leaves their body,
kad osoba napusti telo koje nam je bilo veoma drago,
we can honor them,
možemo ih
by how we live on with our life,
na način na koji mi živimo svoj život.
We can live our life in such a way,
možemo živjeti svoj život na takav način
to glorify them,
da nam na taj način slavimo njih.
In this way they can kind of live through us.
I na taj način oni mogu da žive kroz nas.
Someone else can share.
Neko drugi može da podeli.
Someone who was dear to them, who has passed on, and they have thought about it, worked it through in a Krishna conscious way.
Znači, na svjestan Krišna način na koji ste vi delovali, razumeli to napuštanje osobe koja vam bila veoma draga.
Let's have one or two more before we stop. Okay. Someone else will
share? Jedan ili dva.
Don't be timid. Everyone is sharing in this course.
You are teaching this course. Svako ovde razmenjuje sa drugima.
The back.
Pozadi.
I am just asking the questions. You will be teaching the course.
Vi ćete podučavati u novim lekcijama, ja samo pitam pitanja.
Bila sam student. Ispremala sam ispit iz pedagoške psihologije kada mi je majka javila da je deda koga sam mnogo voljela umro. Sutradan sam imala ispit. I razmišljala sam šta je moj deda govorio o smrti. Uvek je govorio da je lepo živeo u ljubavi i da kad umre ide na drugi svet, da ga ne žalimo, već da ga sa pesmom ispratimo. Iako mi je bilo jako bolno, shvatila sam da ono što sam od dede dobila je u mom srcu i ostaće uvek da živi u mom srcu. Sva ta ljubav i svo to znanje koje mi je preneo. I pitala sam se šta bi on uradio, da li bi išao na sahranu ili na ispit. I dobila sam znak iz srca od njega da treba da idem na ispit. Iako mi je bilo i bolno, iako sam bila i svesna, sve to onako sam doživljavala, sutra sam otišla na ispit i u prvom momentu nisam mogla da se, kad sam dobila pitanja, ništa nisam imala u glavi. I zamolila sam profesorku samo malo da se koncentrišem. Odvojila sam se 5 minuta i setila sam se onako kako me deda učio da se opustim. Vratila se, odgovorila na pitanja položila ispit i onda tek rekla profesorki da mi je deda juče napustio telo.
This is an important thing. Just like, for instance, one day our spiritual master is going to leave.
Jednog dana naš duhovni učitelj će napustiti.
Just as even Krishna, when he comes to this world, he comes, he goes for, he stays a while, and he goes to other universes, and he goes back.
Baš kao što Krishna, on dođe, ostane neko vreme i onda napusti i ide na drugi univerzum.
Just like when we were young devotees, we never really thought that Srila Prabhupada was going to, you know, leave. We just didn't think that way.
Baš kad smo mi bili mladi bhakti, mi smo mislili da Prabhupada nikad neće da nas napusti.
One day he was gone.
Jednog dana je napustio nas.
Now, there were some devotees after Srila Prabhupada left the planet. There were some, even some senior devotees who did not last for one year after Prabhupada left.
Znači, bilo je nekih čak i starih bhakta koji nisu izdržali ni godinu dana nakon što je Prabhupada napustio svet.
That means they were relating to him too much based on his physical presence.
Znači, oni su se odnosili prema njemu najviše kroz njegovo fizičko prisustvo.
So we were thinking constantly about Srila Prabhupada's instructions. What would he want? What would he say? What would he want me to do?
Mnogo njih su razmišljali stalno o njegovim instrukcijama. Šta bi on sad želeo od mene da uradim u ovom trenutku?
Like in her case, she was thinking of a relative. What would he want me to do? Take the test or not?
Baš kao u njenom slučaju, ona razmišljala šta je moj deda mene učio, šta bi on sad želeo od mene da ja uđem na te ispite ili ne?
This is a deep reflection to have with anyone who's dear to us, who has become a deceased.
To je duboki odraz onoga koga smo izgubili.
We can honor them by thinking, now they have left physically, but what would they really prefer us to do?
Možemo ih poštovati na taj način, razmišljajući, oni su nas napustili fizički, ali šta bi oni sad od nas želeli da napravi?
Would they prefer for us to give up? Would they prefer for us to become so disturbed that we just give up our own life?
Da li bi oni želeli od nas da mi sad napustimo svoj život i budemo deprimirani?
Would they prefer for us to become so depressed that we become unfunctional?
Da li bi želeli oni sad od nas da budemo tako depresivni i nefunkcionalni?
Would they want us to be so sad just thinking about them every second, every day?
I da budemo tužni i da mislimo na njih svakog sekunda, svakog dana?
Or what would they perhaps really want?
Šta bi oni zapravo želeli od nas?
So, extreme of this is when our spiritual masters leave.
Ekstrem toga je znači kad naš duhovni učitelj napusti.
Then we have to let them live on by living in such a way that they would be honored based on how we're living.
Znači, mi treba da nastavimo da živimo, da ih cenimo na taj način što živimo na pravilan način.
It's like even when the spiritual master is physically on the planet.
Baš kao što kad je duhovni učitelj prisutan na planeti.
Most of the time we're not with him.
U većini slučajeva nismo sa njim.
But we should always be with him.
Ali treba uvijek da budemo sa njim.
By constantly thinking, what would my guru want me to do if he was watching me, if he was talking directly to me, what would most likely he want me to do?
Misleći na taj način da šta bi u ovom trenutku duhovni učitelj želeo od mene da radim, baš kao da me sada posmatra, šta bi želeo od mene?
This is one of the powerful ways that we become more serious devotees.
To je jedan od moćnih načina kako da postanemo iskreniji bhakti.
We ask ourselves constantly when we're ready to make major decisions, we're going to do something, we ask, now, what would my guru most likely say about this?
Znači, kad želimo da napravimo neke važne odluke, uvijek razmišljamo, šta bi sad moj guru želeo od mene da napravi?
In this way, you're constantly living with your guru's instructions in your mind.
Na taj način, konstantno živite sa vašim guruovim instrukcijama u svom umu.
Then one day, the guru physically has left the body, left the planet.
Jednog dana kad je duhovni učitelj fizički napustio planetu i njegovo telo.
If your relationship was superficial, your grief is going to be so intense, you won't be able to function.
Ako je vaš odnos bio tako samo na spoljašnjem tom nivou, vaš ta žaljenje će biti toliko intenzivno da nećete moći da funkcionišete više.
But if your relationship was really profound, your grief will be heavy, but you will allow him to live on through his instructions through you.
Ali ako ste živi, ali ako taj odnos bio zaista dubok, vi ćete iskreno žaliti za tim, ali ćete nastaviti, ali će on nastaviti da živi sa vama kroz vaše kroz njegove instrukcije.
Your relationship is very, very strong. You will even feel closer to Guru when he is gone than when he was physically on the planet.
Ali ako je vaš odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem bio izuzetno jak, osjećat ćete se čak bliže s duhovnim učiteljem kad napusti planetu nego dok je prisutan.
Because you'll feel his presence.
Jel sad osjećate, jel osjećate u tom trenutku njegovo prisustvo?
You'll hear his instructions from time to time.
S vremena na vreme čujete njegove instrukcije.
And he can guide you even more in some ways than he could when he was physically there.
I na neki način može da vas vodi čak više nego dok je tu prisutan fizički.
If you're receptive.
Ako ste pristupačni.
Because when he's physically there, there's also some limitations based on your body and his body.
Jel dok je prisutan fizički postoji određena vrsta ograničenja zbog vašeg tela i njegovog.
So we lose somebody who we really care a lot about. We should allow that person to live on through us.
Znači, ako izgubimo osobu koju zaista volimo, treba da nastavi da živi kroz nas.
We should keep honoring their existence by the quality of our own life.
Treba da nastavimo da poštujemo ga svojim postojanjem kroz kvalitet našeg života.
And as we become more and more serious and pure, then they will benefit so much from our own deep level of devotion.
I ako postanemo iskreni i čisti, oni će imati veliku dobrobit od naše predanosti.
Let's take one last one.
Zadnji.
Yes. See, our life should be so serious that every relationship we have, we are maximizing the value of that relationship.
Hare Krishna Bhakta.
Let me just put it. Our life should be so serious that each relationship should be of such quality. In life as well as in death.
Ja dolazim iz Kopenhagena. Bio sam u Indiji prije nekoliko mjeseci. Kad sam se vratio iz Indije, nakon prvi poziv je bio kući da vidim kako su roditelji, saznam da mi je otac bolestan, da ima rak na mozgu. I naravno iz dužnosti i određene ljubavi prema njemu, odmah sam odlučio da odem da ih posjetim u Bosnu. I tu sam, u stvari doktori su mu rekli odmah da nema šanse da preživi, da će nakon 15 dana otprilike da napusti tijelo. Tu sam proveo sa njim oko 2,5 mjeseca u vikendici, gdje nema nikakve akcije osim toga da budem sa njim i da ga služim onako kako najbolje mogu. Ovo sam odlučio da podijelim s vama čisto da vidimo onako da nađemo inspiraciju svi zajedno. Koliko Krišna može da bude milosti. On je počeo da mantra prije 3 godine. Zahvaljujući Šila Prabhupada. I nekako se zaglavio u jednom momentu, tako sam osjetio da nije mogao više da napreduje. Zbog okolnosti, jednostavno bio je star već skoro 70 godina. I pošto nije mogao, kad sam tek došao, nije mogao nikako skoro da priča, pošto mu tumor se širio, mozgu pritiskao neke organe za balans, jedva i hodao i pričao. Ali kad sam ga posjetio na maha mantru i pitao ga da li mantra, kaže kako je imao moždani udar, pošto nije znao stvar da ima tumor, jednostavno nije mogao ni da pokuša to da uradi. Ali kad sam ga ohrabrio, jedino što je mogao, maha mantra je onako glatko i potekla. I nastavio je tako da mantra svaki dan, jedino je to u stvari što je mogao da sroči, ostalo nije ništa mogao ni jednu rečenicu da sastavi onako. Bio je potpuno ekstazi da to može da uradi. I onda se i fizički oporavio, tako da je nekih mjesec dana svaki dan smišljio u šetnje i odlučio sam onako da mu malo dublje propovjeda. Iako je mantrovi čitao je sve to, ali onako da baš ono pričingujem osobe koja treba da napusti tijelo svakog momenta. Uglavnom, na kraju zadnjih 7 dana nije mogao više da se pomjera, ležao je u krevetu. Ja sam govorio da mantram krugove za njega, bio je jako zadovoljan zbog toga, slušao je samo bhađane. I na kraju zadnji dan, kada je napustio tijelo, odmatrao sam zadnje krugove i moje i svoje pored njega, i Šila Prabhupada je mantrao na kaseti. Stavio sam mu, pošto sam došao iz Indije, donio sam sve moguće mahe, onako sa hodočašća. U stvari samo je mahu i častio zadnjih 7 dana. I tako, za 3 puta je udahnuo, prvi put sam mu stavio 1008 svetih izvora zajedno sa Tulasim Štavić, ono je bilo tu. Sestra je ga je držala u krilu, s druge strane i ona je mantrala i mazala ga uljem od Narsingadeva. I drugi put kad je udahnuo, rekao sam mu, tata, sad se spremi, molim te, imaj vjeru u Krišnu, sjeti se ovo sve što se radi, sad će Krišna da se razotkrije. I treći put je izdahnuo, kaseta se završila nakon 5 sekundi, je stala, ja sam završio i njegove i moje krugove nakon 10 sekundi što je napustio tijelo. I ne samo što je bilo povoljno za njega, nego i mama koja je živjela sa njim, koja je bila tako vezana za njega. Ja mislim da se nikad nije bolje osjećalo, onako bili smo svi u ekstazi, ja nisam mogao da vjerujem da Krišna takav aranžman mogao da napravi. I ona je sad jako dobra, dobra je svjesnosti, i ona mantra već dugo i tako. Ono, ne može biti bolji happy end.
So, here again an example, because the devotee was in the family.
Ponovo primjer, bhakta je bio u porodici.
So much blessings was actually given.
Toliko puno blagoslova je dobio.
The fact that Krishna arranged that he could be able to be there with his relative.
Krishna je aranžirao da on može da bude tu sa svojim rođacima.
Offer him all kinds of spiritual paraphernalia.
Da im ponudi sve vrste duhovne parafernalije.
This had a direct effect on the soul.
To je direktan uticaj na dušu.
It's like he was benefited far beyond his normal situation because the devotee was in the family.
Bio je blagosloven mnogo više nego obično zato što je bhakta bio u porodici.
Sometimes we've seen that a person, say, who's a devotee, he is leaving his body.
Ponekad vidimo da osoba koja je bhakta napusti telo.
And Krishna arranges that the person leaves slowly, maybe takes a couple of months.
I Krishna napravi aranžman da osoba napusti telo dugo, možda nekoliko meseci.
This has been happening a lot in the last couple of years.
To se dešava u prošlih par godina.
Because all around the world, as well as in the devotee community, more people getting cancer and things of that nature.
Da, većina ljudi u zadnje vrijeme u svijetu dobiju rak ili neku takvu vrstu bolesti.
So devotees will come and they will read to that devotee, they will chant in the room.
Bhakta će doći, mantrati u toj sobi, čitati.
But sometimes devotees who come to chant to the person who's leaving, they get amazed.
Ali ponekad bhakte koje dođu da mantraju tu u sobi osobe koja napušta telo postanu skroz iznenađeni.
That the person's body is getting real frail, even though the person's body is getting weak.
Iako telo te osobe zaista onako jako slabo i
sometimes they become so Krishna conscious.
Ponekad postanu toliko svjesni Krišne.
That instead of devotees coming to preach to them, they are preaching to the devotee.
Znači, umjesto da ti bhakte dolazi da propovede njemu što treba da napusti telo, ta osoba ni propoveda ovim bhaktama koji dolazi.
Because it's as if Krishna lets so much of their years of devotional service just come and be focused.
Jer Krishna napravi da sve te godine predanog služenja u tom trenutku budu fokusirani.
So sometimes when those devotees finally leave the body, they leave in a very pleasant way.
Znači, iako bhakta napušta na taj način telo, on napušta na tako prijatan način.
Because Krishna allows their conscience to become very focused before they leave the body.
Krishna na taj način dozvoljava osobi da mu svjesnost bude veoma usredsređena.
That's why those who come in their association, they get elevated just by being around that person who's so sick.
Znači, osobe koje dođu u društvo osobe koja napušta telo budu onda im se njima podigne svjesnost.
There's been some cases where someone has blooped for many, many years.
U nekim slučajima osoba napusti svjesnost Krišne, blupne već pre mnogo godina.
And then all of a sudden they get cancer, they get brain tumor, they get some serious disease.
I odjednom dobiju rak ili rak na mozgu ili tako neku jaku bolest.
They find out they're going to die in 6 months.
Saznaju da će umriti za 6 mjeseci.
What do you think that person does?
Šta mislite da ta osoba radi?
They drop all their sense gratification and they run to the nearest temple.
I oni napuste sve čulno uživanje i trče u obližnji hram.
Say, Babu, I am definitely ill.
Znaju, potpunosti sam bolestan, imam rak na mozgu.
I have serious AIDS. I have cancer.
Imam rak.
Doctor told me I got 6 months to live.
Doktori su mi rekli samo 6 mjeseci ću živjeti.
Please, you help me so I can go to Vrindavan and die.
Molim vas, sad mi pomozite, hoću da idem u Vrindavan i da umrem.
Come, let me save up.
Daj, da se obrijem
sam. Put LDR.
Da stavim doti, sari.
We raise money to go fast.
Da brzo skupit ću neki novac, da idem što pre.
Or the person stays, but becomes now very serious.
Ili osoba ostaje i postane veoma iskrena.
In some cases, that's also Krishna's mercy.
U nekim slučajima, to je Krišnina milost.
Like in the case of Maharaj Pariksit. He knew he had a certain time before he was going to die.
Kao u slučaju Maharaja Parikshita, on je saznao da će imati određeno vreme pre nego što napusti telo.
So now he became totally focused.
Postao je u potpunosti usredsređen.
Want to know what does one do when he had to leave the body?
Želio da sazna šta ta osoba treba da radi kad napušta telo.
So whether it happens to us particularly or to another devotee or even to one of our relatives.
Znači šta se dešava nama ili nekom drugom bhakti ili nekom od naših rođaka?
We have a chance to try to help them to focus their consciousness.
Imamo šansu da im pomognemo da usredsrede svoju svjesnost.
And Krishna will arrange. We're a devotee, he will arrange and we can help those.
A ako smo mi bhakta, Krishna će urediti da možemo da im pomognemo.
Many of us will see in the coming years that as we are engaged in our devotional service, because you're a devotee, Krishna will give your relatives some benediction because of you. Sometimes directly in front of you, but definitely when they leave the planet.
Mnogi od vas će vidjeti u godinama koje dolaze da ako ste bhakta, Krišna će napraviti tako da će vašim rođacima i prijateljima dati šansu da dobiju dobrobit.
Every one of us who is a devotee will be able to give some blessings to those who are karmically connected with us.
Svako od nas,
when they have to leave this body.
Svako od nas koje bhakta bit će u mogućnosti da da pomoć osobama koje su karmički povezane sa nama u trenutku smrti.
One of the reasons we have to be much more serious about our day-to-day devotion.
To je razlog zašto treba budemo sve više iskreni i ozbiljni u našem svakodnevnom praktikovanju predanog služenja.
So we can have the artik at 7:30. Maybe we can take one or two more and then we'll stop.
Možemo da imamo još artik, ali pre toga ćemo uzeti jedno ili dva
odgovora. Some newer areas, but we don't have time.
Želeo sam da obradimo još neke area, ali možemo da stanemo.
Tomorrow morning at my class.
Sutra ujutru na lekciji.
I think my class will be at 10:30 each morning.
U 10:30 će biti, pola dana će biti moja lekcija svakog jutra.
So maybe one or two of the people share?
Možda jedan ili dva još, neko će da kaže.
Anyone else?
Da li ima još neko?
Ovo se desilo pre otprilike jedno 3 godine. U stvari kad je bio rat, kad je bio bombardovanje, ne znam koliko ima godina. Ima tako prilike. Pa ja nisam živio sa roditeljima, ja sam živio odvojeno, međutim kad je došlo bombardovanje, roditelji su odlazili u podrum tamo da bi se sklonili od... Međutim, pošto su... Moja majka je jako plašljiva i kada je došlo taj udar tih aviona, onda je ona počela paličnu begu da trči u podrum i tada je strefio ovaj šlog. Da. I odlazio se u bolnicu i onda otešli smo tamo, ja sam se onda vratio kući da idem sa ocem i ona je praktično bila u komi. I na skroz je bila, mislili smo da će napustiti telo. Evo priča, zbog toga ima jedna interesantna stvar što se desilo, u stvari, pošto je bila oduzeta i nije mogla da je dobila infuziju, ali stalno izgovarala jednu reč. stalno izgovarala Bože, 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 Bože. I ovaj, doktori su oni su obično kad se desi što oni kažu da mozak onda počne da ponavlja neku frazu, ne, međutim ja sam bio zapanjen da kako nisam mogli shvatiti. Ona se posle toga oporavila i vratila se sebi. To je trajalo ne znam koliko, dve, tri nedelje otprilike, ali sve vreme ona je ponavljala samo Bože, 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 Bože. Ništa drugo nije ponavljala.